I am very, very excited about this. This musical is headed to Perth.
Over sideways and under on a magic carpet ride, a whole new world.
Yes, Aladdin is going to be hitting up Perth sooner than you know it. I've got the star who plays Aladdin on the line, Ainsley Malham. Morning, mate. How are ya?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Oh, mate, I'm excited. This is such a great musical. The movie itself, a lot of people will remember that. But I can tell you firsthand, and you would know more than me, the musical holds up.
Absolutely, absolutely. The musical is wonderful, a wonderful sort of version of the movie. It really captures the beauty and the nostalgia of the movie, if that's something you've seen growing up. And for those people who don't know the movie, it's a real wonderful introduction to this story and to music theatre.
Absolutely. Now, I was lucky enough to actually see this on Broadway. It was one of the shows that I kind of had to see while I was there, and it was just so stunning. What struck me more than anything else was just the amazing effort put into the stage design.
Yeah, it's beautiful. The sets are truly incredible, and the costumes are stunning. There's fabric from all across the globe, hand-painted, hand-beaded, adorned with crystals. It really does sparkle on stage, and it's really I feel like the costume, the set, the design in itself is a character in itself. Just to see a lot of our fans who come and see the show are just amazed.
Yeah, it's had already an amazing reaction in Melbourne and Sydney, where you've done it already, and I'm looking forward to it getting to Perth. You must be looking forward to come back to Perth as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm stoked to come back. It's been a while since I've been here, and I'm really excited to get around to all those spots that I used to frequent when I was here, head back down to Fremantle on my weekend and things like that. So, yeah, I'm really excited.
Yeah, but you're no longer a poor uni student, mate. You're a stud. You can go to the good places now.
That's true. I can go and check out all those places I used to look through the window.
I've got to say, geez, Whopper, what a massive establishment, just pumping out talent after talent after talent.
Yeah, it is really a wonderful institute. I'm really grateful and lucky to have spent time studying there, and I'm really buzzed to get back there and you know, see those people that I worked with, and hopefully they can come and see the show. I'm really proud to sort of show them what we've achieved.
Yeah, because how old are you? You're at, what, 26?
Yes.
26 years old, already starring in Aladdin. And this wasn't your first gig as well. You were in High Five as well.
Yeah, just as soon as I finished uni, I jumped into that gig and spent 3 years there. And now we've moved on to Aladdin. So it's sort of been nonstop, and yeah, very lucky for it.
So it's kind of like you've always just been working with kids. When you're wearing the gear and you're all dressed up as Aladdin, do you ever have a chance to mingle with any of the fans?
Yeah, absolutely. What's really cool about this show is that our fans come in all shapes and sizes, of all ages. Most of the fans of Aladdin are sort of my age, or of my generation, or the generation before me, because they grew up with the movie, and they're the people that get most excited about it. So it's, you know, when 30-year-olds come up to you, sort of, you know, squealing and acting like a little kid, it's quite funny to see.
What's the coolest experience you've had while wearing the costume?
The coolest experience I've had. Wow, that's a tough question. I mean, getting on that flying carpet for the first time and flying around the stage was such a surreal experience, because the lights go down and you really feel like you're floating out there in the middle of the stage. So that's probably one of the coolest experiences that I've had.
Yeah, that was one of those moments where I was sitting there going, the carpet's not actually going to, and there it goes. Wow,
yeah,
did not expect that. Very, very cool to see. Well, mate, I'm looking forward to seeing you in the show. I'm sure you're going to absolutely kill it. You've already done very well in Melbourne and Sydney, so I'm sure Perth will be the exact same. Thanks for sparing some time and chatting with me this morning.
Thank you very much for having me. Cheers.
I've now got the man on the line that won that massive $50,000 Collier prize, Brian Robinson. Morning, mate.
How are you, mate? Yeah, it's a pleasure to be on.
Mate, you sound really happy, like you've won $50,000.
Yeah, well, I would think so, mate. I know it was a fantastic win. You know, taking out the inaugural Collier Art Prize is just amazing.
Now, the art piece that did win it was Virtue of This Act, I Hereby Take Possession of This Land. If people haven't had the chance to see it yet, how would you describe it?
I suppose, you know, in a quick sort of glance of the work, you probably notice, you know, it's a portrait of Captain James Cook. But then, you know, with a lot of my work, it has a slight, you know, sort of humorous, you know, sort of element to it as well. So you'll notice a row of space invaders also coming through the top of the work. But it is created in the typical style of Torres Strait printmaking, or the traditional designs that are used, you know, sort of from the Torres Straits, you know, sort of infused in this work.
Excellent, mate. Well, I'll tell you, it does look fantastic, and it's very striking as well. And a lot of people, when they see it, I think it's starting a few conversations, mate. Was that the intention when you created it?
No, it wasn't really. And no, like I said, I don't have a political bone in my body, mate. So, for me to come up with, you know, a work such as this is, you know, a first, actually. But, you know, it's, I suppose, with that humorous side, you know, it sort of, yeah, it starts to break down, you know, some of those barriers between black and white.
Absolutely, mate. I actually really, really like the artwork. Now, $50,000, what are you going to do with that? Are you going to put a little bit back into your artwork if that's possible? Maybe buy another huge canvas or something?
Majority of that prize will actually go back into the studios, mate, you know, for, to purchase more supplies, basically. So that's a big chunk of it, mate. You know, I might go on a, you know, a bit of a spending, you know, sort of spree at some stage, but that hasn't happened yet because I'm way too busy to do that. It's been a fantastic win, mate, I must say.
You can always write everything you do off with the money, even if you take a holiday. It's just inspiration. You're just seeking inspiration. That's the best part about being an artist, surely, mate. Well, I'm sure that a lot of people will be looking you up now that you've won this huge prize. I know a lot of people entered from all around the country to try and win it. Now that you've won it, spotlight's on you, mate, so I'm looking forward to what you do next.
Oh, fantastic, mate. Yeah, no, the West has actually been good to me. So a few years ago, back in 2013, I picked up the Western Australian Indigenous Art Award at the Art Gallery of WA. Also won People's Choice Award in that same exhibition. And then, you know, have had a number of purchases, you know, sort of right across the state, as well as a few public art projects that have, you know, sort of been scattered here, there and everywhere as well. So, yeah, it's been good, mate.
How many pieces of art do you need to be able to hold your own exhibition?
Oh, depending on the size of the space, really. But you'd probably be looking, you know, anywhere from probably about 15 works up to maybe 40, 50 works or something like that, mate.
Have you got about 40 to 50 works?
Oh, yeah, mate. I've always got work.
Well, mate, sounds like we're ready for an exhibition here in the Southwest, mate. If you ever get the chance, I think you could bring it over. I think a lot of people would want to check it out. Hey, thanks for the chat today, and congratulations once again, mate.
No worries. Thank you very much, for the phone call. Fantastic.
Alan for breakfast. Thanks to Martin Burns Bedroom Furnishings. And also, thanks to our other sponsor as well for today.
Rock Melon. Don't be a felon. Grab a melon.
This is so bad.
Now, little backstory on that. I've actually written up all these little lines for Aaron to say.
None of them are good.
As we do. No, they're all great. They're all winners to promote Rock Melon. But anyway, let's change topic a little bit for the Gimme Five for Kids Easter Egg Hunt. This one is coming up in exactly 2 weeks. Which I know a lot of people right now are going, Wayne, are you saying Easter's only 2 weeks away? Yes. Freak out.
They may or may not be using that nasally dialect, but it remains a great opportunity to pick up plenty of chalky eggs for the kids.
Yes, at 4 p.m. at Cubana Bay, we're going to be at the foreshore there. With a gold coin donation, you can take part in the Easter egg hunt. So we'll be there helping out and
helping
little kids find Easter eggs. Yeah. Should be a whole lot of fun. There's also a mention of a special guest that's going to be there as well. So look out for this guy. Mm. I am, of course, talking about Aaron's going to be there.
No, not at all, but we'll be there.
Yeah, the Easter Bunny's going to be there. Yeah. Easter Bunny's going to be there. And also, this is exciting as well. And Aaron, I know you're excited about this one. Our Full of Beans coffee van's going to be there as well. And every coffee you buy, $1 is going to be going to Give Me Five for Kids.
Good cup of coffee will get me to the opening of a letter.
So, coffee and then charity. It's a win-win for you, Aaron.
It's a win-win-win.
You're going to single-handedly raise all the money that we need ever.
Hopefully.
I believe in you. Of course, it is happening in 2 weeks' time on the 28th of March. Should be a whole lot of fun. Cubana Bay, foreshore. We're going to be there. Emma on the line from the Busselton Dunsborough Mail. Morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Big addition today. I'll kick it off with the Disabled Surfers. Really great stuff to see them doing so well.
Oh, such a great organisation. They had their summer wind-up on the weekend down at Bunker Bay. They had more than 70 volunteers helping the guys out on the day, and some students from Bunbury Catholic College went along as well.
Oh, that's awesome to see, and I imagine a nice little write-up there in the paper for them. Also, this is pretty interesting. Potentially, we could see some rates change for holiday homes.
That's right. The City of Busselton are looking at increasing rates for holiday homes in the region. That'll put them on the same level as other accommodation providers.
Excellent. That's good. People can read up all about that. And the school ball as well. I mean, it feels like it is school ball season at the moment. You got some more photos of that as well.
It sure is. We've got all the glitz and glamour from the GMAS school ball. So you can check that out online or in the paper this week.
Excellent. Well, thanks for the chat today, Emma.
No worries. Thanks, Alan.
Alan for breakfast. Thanks to Martin Burns Bedroom Furnishings. And also thanks to...
Rockmelon. Have some Rockmelon today. You'll feel a melon bucks.
Melon bucks? You like that one?
Yeah, I like them. Love them all, Alan. They're very well written and creative.
If you're just tuning in, you're going, why are they mentioning Rockmelon every second chance they can? There's a reason for it, and that is because we learnt yesterday that hundreds of tons of WA Rockmelons are going to waste because of the scare over East. Now, it is a very serious issue.
Yep.
The listeria there that, people did die over East. However, the melons over there are still over there. It's completely over East. WA has their own Rockmelon and their own Rockmelon farmers, and it sucks that they're feeling the hurt of this because of something that happened over East. So today we're encouraging everyone to go out there and buy some Rockmelon.
Nothing wrong with our melons. Come and get your hands on them today.
Yep.